Studies show Americans fear running out of money before they die more than death itself. And while that's certainly a confidence problem, it's also a clarity issue. This week, we're going to walk through five stories on how improving clarity can improve your life. So if you go to this week's written commentary, you can go through our take on some of the new or not so new fears that are once again roiling markets. But having onboarded about a half a dozen clients, I wanted to share some stories with you around why, again, we believe clarity is so important. It's really a two-part test. We've talked about this in various ways in the past. Yes, finding that confidence, but then two, making sure you have the clarity. A lot of people know they have money. A lot of people don't have a clarity on how that's going to provide for them and their family so that they don't have to worry. And for a lot of people, there might be a self or a false confidence thinking there's plenty of money and that they don't need that clarity. And when we lay out the plan, they find out, ooh, by some good luck, they weren't too far adrift. What do these two things mean? Again, if confidence is that speed, that ability to go, clarity is that direction. And I think we all know we don't want to speed off in the wrong direction of our goals. That gets us no closer than if we had never begun in the first place. And so pulling these two things together. So here's a couple stories. One gentleman came in, very bright guy, very good provider, had come up with a lot of money for their family. Definitely understood the need to grow, but what he didn't have was really an understanding of where he was at. And we see this all the time where people just figure, well, $1 more than I have today is somehow better, and so I'll just keep doing that. But there's a trade-off to everything. In this case, it was stress, time with family, a lot of different things that, again, walking through these cards that we will go through with clients that you've heard us talk about were far more important than just another dollar, assuming the goals had been met. And what we were able to do was then walk through not only the cards to find out what was the most important thing, but then the dollars to show them, hey, look, the race is done. Huge weight comes off the shoulder. Again, knew how much money he had. It was a lot of money. Didn't have the clarity to know really what that translated to today, what then was possible. And then in fact, he had actually reached the destinations by defining the destinations in part that he hoped to do. Another one, and this is kind of a two-parter, some recent people, but there's probably been five or six different clients that have come on, all high net worth families holding excessive amounts of cash. Somewhere in the back of their mind, you hear us talk about all the time, sequence of returns risk. They understood, hey, if the market goes through a real prolonged downturn, the last thing I want to have to do is pick on my stocks. And so what that led them to do was get an outsized amount of cash that they were holding in reserve. That drags down, of course, the total household return over time, doesn't keep up with inflation, which we try to remind them, particularly on an after-tax basis, and really wasn't necessary. And so they understood, again, the necessity of addressing market risk. What they didn't understand, and unfortunately hadn't been explained to them by their former advisor, if in fact they knew, was how to utilize, still have some diversification, conservative positions, but cash flow creation that would have mitigated that need to liquidate stocks at all. For one of these people, they had plenty. They probably would have been fine. And even though they had a lot, still didn't have that sleep at night test passed that we talk about. For the other person, probably would have run into some danger. For them, based off the spend, the lifestyle they want to meet, they did have enough money, but not, again, holding the amount of cash that they had had. So confidence, one place correctly placed perhaps, but still not enough to give them peace of mind. For the other person, confidence that probably actually would have gotten them in trouble. Another family that came in, again, really about opportunity cost. So for this person, largely the choice not to work with us up until date had been around money. If I do it myself, I can control one controllable, which is cost. There's always, again, a trade-off. What he became aware of over time was there's a cost of a fee. Certainly, we need to be worth whatever we're charging to our clients. There's also a cost in terms of the time that it was taking, and that was time away from his family. And that was a cost he didn't really want to have to bear anymore. So too, like the last people, holding a lot of cash, wanting to be conservative, prepped, showed him how just reorienting the cash into conservative investments could yield him enough income to pay for most of our fees. So again, walking through what we could add, really how some simple trade-offs mitigated the one thing he was really concerned about and still got to him, got him to a place where we addressed that need to spend time with family. Confident guy, very capable, lots of money, didn't have the clarity around what he was trading off in the form of cash and the opportunity there, became more cognizant of the cost he was paying in terms of time away from family. The fifth one around clarity that I'll bring up, yet again, another person who's holding over half their net worth in cash, was just this idea of, hey, I'm retired. I know I can't make any more money. I'm holding this just in case of market meltdown, emergencies, whatever the case may be. Again, outsized cash position and a fear of being in the stock market. And so one of the things we work a lot of times, clients here at 10 Capital understand is, we're not stockbrokers. We're not trying to outstock pick the S&P 500. That's not our value proposition. We're not trying to push people into equities at all. And so we walked through with this couple a lot of the different options beyond just stocks. That could include equities with call writing overlays. That could include real estate, different forms of fixed income, credit, all sorts of different investment asset classes that, again, might better match their sensibilities, their risk tolerance. That's again where that comes into that customization. To get that confidence, you've got to have that clarity alongside of it to really know that you've got a comprehensive plan. Putting those two things together in a personalized way is what brings us so much joy every day. If you or anyone you know needs help getting either one of those pieces in place, we're here for you anytime.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.